And I just want to say this clearly, that steady magic is more powerful than flashy magic. We just don't celebrate it in the same way. Flashy magic, it gets attention. It's the big launch, right? The sudden breakthrough, the dramatic reconciliation, the overnight shift, the glow up. Yeah, those moments are beautiful, but they don't build empires, okay? They don't sustain a life. Steady magic does. They don't build secure relationships or financial stability or self-trust. Steady magic does. Steady magic is what keeps a relationship healthy after the honeymoon phase, or what grows the savings account, what builds the business after the excitement wears off, or what keeps your nervous system safe enough to expand. Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. I want to go back to something familiar, but make it a little different, something that we've been talking about. I've done an episode about gentle discipline, about hustle magic versus soft structure, right? And about how we don't have to burn ourselves out to build something meaningful. And I want to talk about this because this is just a very big theme in my life right now. And here's the truth, talking about soft discipline, it's cute and all, right? But when we first romanticize discipline, I mean, it feels aesthetic. It feels like color-coded calendars and the artsy journaling and green juice and waking up at 6 a.m. with the sunrise, right? I mean, and it can be like that, but actual soft discipline, honestly, it's kind of mundane, boring, sending the email when you don't feel inspired, right? Or recording an episode even when you're not activated or inspired. And choosing stability over intensity. So lately, yeah, I've realized something, that soft discipline is still magic. It's not sparkly, right? It's just grown woman magic. And that has required me to shift my identity a little bit, because I used to associate magic with honestly feeling high, right? With all the signs and the synchronicities, the fire, big emotional waves. And now, honestly, magic is steady. Feels steady. And steadiness, yeah, it can feel underwhelming, but underwhelming does not mean unaligned. Sometimes it means regulated. And so I think we romanticize inspiration as well. We think if it's meant for us, we'll feel lit up every day, right? We think motivation should carry us. We think that if we have a dream job, that we're gonna love it forever. But what's interesting is human nature tends to find a little resentment once you start making money with something. I don't know why that is, but it does seem to happen for most people. Also, motivation can be fleeting. Devotion is quieter. There have been days recently where I don't feel inspired because I'm human. And I'm definitely past the point now where I used to be upset. Not that I would beat myself up, but I would feel a little guilty. Now I'm like, okay, well, it's just one of those human days, you know, where I don't feel expansive or feel particularly magical. But I showed up anyway. Not in a harsh way, right? Not in a punish myself kind of way. It's calm. I was like, I'm just gonna grab the mic and just talk about what is on my mind, what I've been going through. And since this is Your Own Magic, magic-wise, especially with my careers, in a this is who I am now kind of way, right? That's the shift. So discipline has been a big focus in my life right now. Discipline, it used to feel like control, like I was forcing myself into a version of success. But now it feels like devotion to my future self. And like choosing long-term stability over short-term dopamine. Hence why I'm doing little things like deleting the apps off my phone that make me want to just mindlessly scroll when I feel boredom, instead of doing something towards what I really want for my future. It feels like building something slowly, being okay with the fact that stuff takes time. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March is a really beautiful month because it includes International Women's Day. And I've been thinking a lot about the women in my life and how much they carry at work and in relationships and in families, and the invisible emotional labor, the expectations, the strength it takes to show up again and again. And I want to take a moment to celebrate my mom. She has this quiet resilience. She just keeps going, and she holds so much for everyone around her, and she does it with all her heart. And I know so many of you are that woman for someone else. You hold things together. You anticipate needs. You carry more than anyone probably even realizes. So I just want to say you matter too. And therapy can be such a grounding space to unpack the roles you play, the pressure you feel, and to learn how to create healthier balance and boundaries. It's a space that's just for you. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists and has helped more than 6 million people worldwide. They match you with a therapist based on your needs and preferences. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. There's a part of me that always thought life would feel louder, I guess, in some way, more cinematic in my life, or maybe it would just be a big aha moment when I grew. But really, growth has been quiet. It's been consistent and repetitive, deeply stabilizing, but not glamorous, which is powerful. And this one, I mean, it might feel a little tender. I used to feel like everything was a sign. As you know, every synchronicity meant something, which most still do, let's be honest. But every single thing, every emotional surge meant I was on the brink of transformation, or every spark meant destiny. And there's nothing wrong with that season, right? I mean, it was beautiful and felt awesome. It woke me up. It expanded me in so many ways. But sparkle isn't the same thing as stability. And when sparkle fades, it can kind of feel like magic has left you. But what if magic just matured? What if magic now looks like choosing the calm conversation over a dramatic one, or working even when nobody is applauding you, right? That's not flashy, but it builds a life. And I think sometimes we equate chaos with aliveness. And when the chaos quiets, we panic, right? Maybe we think we're bored or uninspired, or we've lost something. What if what we lost was actually just dysregulation? What if we lost the addiction to intensity? Soft discipline doesn't feel like fireworks, right? It feels like a heartbeat. It's steady. It's reliable. You can count on it. It's there. That kind of magic. That's powerful. Even if it's more quiet, that is powerful. And it doesn't disappear when the mood shifts. It compounds, which builds momentum. And actually, in the long run, is more powerful. So yeah, there's another layer to soft discipline, I'd say, that nobody really talks about, which is identity. Because when you stop living in chaos, and when you stop chasing intensity, or stop waiting to be discovered, or whatever it is you dream of, you have to ask yourself, who am I now? Who am I if I'm not the creative, chaotic, almost there girl? Or who am I if I'm not fueled by adrenaline? Or who am I if I'm not waiting for the big moment, right? There's a little ego death in that, because there was something romantic about the almost, that almost feeling. It keeps you hungry. It keeps you daydreaming, dreaming all the time. But soft discipline says, what if you stop waiting? And what if you just build? What if you stop consuming? And what if you just do? That is less cinematic, right? But it's powerful. I think part of growing up spiritually is realizing that you don't have or need a dramatic origin story anymore. And what if you just also realize, like, you don't need to be saved or need a plot twist? You just need consistency and keeping your integrity and just being true to yourself, needing a version of you that can hold peace without sabotaging it. And that's not flashy work, right? That's inner adulthood. And so I think that's where a lot of us are right now. So yeah, let's make this tangible, because I don't want this to just be a piece that I put out there. I mean, soft discipline for me right now looks like, I'd say, three things. One, a non-negotiable a day, not 10, not a full reinvention, just one thing: record the episode, send the invoice, move the body. One act of devotion daily compounds faster than 100 inspired bursts, truly. So one, maybe in time, it'll be two. And then number two, Stop waiting to feel like it. Like I used to think alignment meant I would feel lit up before I acted, but sometimes alignment is just calm commitment. And sometimes you act first and the clarity follows. And number three, regulate before you react. Now this one changed everything. Before I send the emotional text or spiral, I assume something means rejection or failure. Before any of that, I pause, I breathe, I come back into the body, and self-discipline is nervous system maturity. It's choosing the grounded response over the dramatic one. And that might be the most magical skill of all, especially for a multi-Leo like myself. No, but I don't think magic disappeared. I think it's evolved. I think it's matured. It's not loud in this season. It's not fireworks. It's not signs every 5 minutes. It's quieter and steadier. It's being in your mid-30s. It's waking up and doing the thing that you said you would do. It's loving someone in a way that feels safe instead of chaotic, or building slowly instead of chasing sudden elevation. And then also here's the part that feels important, is that soft discipline compounds. So fireworks, they fade, but steadiness builds. And maybe that's what real magic is. It's not the moment everyone sees, but the invisible devotion no one applauds. So if your life feels less sparkly right now, less dramatic, less cinematic, that doesn't mean you lost your magic. It might just mean that you are finally strong enough to hold it. You have finally embodied it. You are that magic. It's that kind of magic that does not burn out. It grows roots. And I just want to say this clearly, that steady magic is more powerful than flashy magic. We just don't celebrate it in the same way. Flashy magic, it gets attention. It's the big launch, right? The sudden breakthrough, the dramatic reconciliation, the overnight shift, the glow up. Yeah, those moments are beautiful, but they don't build empires, okay? They don't sustain a life. Steady magic does. They don't build secure relationships or financial stability or self-trust. Steady magic does. Steady magic is what keeps a relationship healthy after the honeymoon phase, or what grows the savings account, what builds the business after the excitement wears off, or what keeps your nervous system safe enough to expand. Or it's the woman who keeps showing up when no one is clapping, or the person who saves a little money every month instead of waiting for a windfall, or the partner who chooses calm repair over explosive passion. The creative who keeps creating no matter what. They just do it for their soul. Flash, yeah, it can be impressive. Flashy magic spikes, but steady magic compounds. Steadiness is unstoppable. And here's the wild part. Steady magic is honestly harder because it's quiet, right? The regulator response you chose instead of the reactive one. When you become someone who shows up regardless of your mood, or become someone who regulates before reacting, become someone who builds quietly, that's where power builds. You become dangerous in the best way. I think when you're younger, you crave flash because it feels like proof, right? Proof that you were chosen or special or something is happening. But steady doesn't need proof. Steady builds evidence. Evidence that you can trust yourself and you can hold peace and that you don't self-sabotage when things calm down. It builds roots underground long before anyone sees a tree. And the thing about roots is that when storms come, they hold, right? Flash burns, bright and fades. Steady builds slow and lasts. So if your life feels less explosive right now, if it feels like there are fewer signs and just more spreadsheets or fewer synchronicities and more systems, fewer adrenaline spikes and more repetition, that might mean that you are building something real, and real is powerful. Anyway, with all that being said, say hello, hello to me on, I'm still on my Instagram break and my scrolling, doom scrolling app break, but say hi to me on Substack at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. That's also in the show notes, but I do also have an Instagram, so feel free to say hello there and I will get back to you. Same username, Raquel Mantra. And anyway, with all that being said, I'll connect with you for a witchy episode for Wednesday. Anyway, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.